As part of the trial operations, over 500,000 people made their way through Shanghai Disney starting from May the 7th. One of the major issues that emerged quickly was the massive wait times people had to endure, with some people forced to wait for 3 hours in some distances to get onto a ride.
I will keep waiting in line even if my legs fail me.
I've only managed to get into one attraction through the whole morning. It's so tiring, but if I give up halfway, I know I'm going to regret it.
To help visitors save time, the park announced that it was going to issue fast passes. However, that plan didn't work out well enough either, as only certain tourist centers that handed out the passes were open. Bao Zhaotian is the vice president of Shanghai Disneyland.
Most of the time, our guests should be able to get here by early afternoon, which is the majority of the people arrive, and they should all have that chance to at least get one fast pass for the day.
Disney says it's now collecting visitor feedbacks to make improvements on their services. This is likely going to include capping the number of visitors allowed into the park on a daily basis, as well as increasing the number of baby strollers and wheelchairs. Park officials are also going to increase their emergency preparedness to deal with events such as heavy rains or heat waves. A 3-day opening celebration will begin this coming Tuesday, 2 days before the official opening. Disney CEO Robert Iger admits there's a lot of pressure on them to get it done right.
There will be thousands of people here to watch this. But the interesting thing is that the eyes of the world will also be on it, because this is historic in many respects. We don't have any surprises to announce on opening day, but I think there'll be a lot of elements about what we show that will be a surprise.
Tickets for the opening day are already sold out. However, tickets from June the 17th to September the 30th are still available, with the prices ranging from 370 to 499 yuan for peak periods. Shanghai Disneyland is the company's third theme park in Asia. The other ones are in Tokyo and Hong Kong. Shanghai Disneyland is 3 times the size of the one in Hong Kong, but the non-peak tickets in Shanghai cost around 20% less. For CRI, this is Huang Yue.